Once upon a time, somewhere in the most quiet place on earth, tales that never saw the light of day piled up on the oak shelf that stood gallantly by the side of a lilac painted room surrounded by the voice of a brown-haired, cream-skinned baby girl. She had just decided to become a storyteller every fortnight. And guess what? The oak shelf beamed so brightly as if to have been waiting for this opportunity. Come, join her on the tales she swore never to tell. The most dreaded question to be asked on a first date is, who are you? Actually, it is the most dreaded question regardless of the situation. Bailey never knew how to answer that question, even in the professional world. One time, at a conference where she had to address young girls, when asked who she was, she answered and quoted, "I'm just a girl sitting up on this stage answering questions because I promised." And that made the girls laugh. Who you are is solely dependent on your creator. A creation can't have or know its definite purpose outside that of its creator. However, as humans, we come in contact with people from different cultures with different principles and ideologies. Bailey had just finished drafting her speech for a conference she had been invited to speak at. She has a lot of speaking events these days. She sat at the hut this time, listening to the waves and staring at the endless oceans. "I'm not sure I truly know who I am," she said. "I mean, I know the things I'm not. I know what and how I want to change the world. I know that in my own little way, I'd like to give the young ones a space to find out for themselves who they are and give them the assurance of a resilient cheerleader. But amidst all of this, I can't really say who I am." Growing up, Bailey had to be the version everybody wanted. So much so that at some point she exhibited three distinctive personalities that made her wonder if she was bipolar, because she really longed for approval of who she thought she was whenever someone she wanted to know or couldn't avoid had an opinion. She always found a way to change just to accommodate them. Yes, it's true, a creation cannot define its existence or self-purpose without the creator. Bailey had her share of years running through the winds and finding her footing wherever she landed. I guess the question of who you are is too vast to be answered with just one aspect of your life. You could be different career-wise, mentally, even with regards to your passion and relation. And even with that, it's subject to other underlying factors. But then again, who you are should be who you are, regardless of the factors in play, Hapio said. "I'm not generally a fan of you when you say things to snap me out of my feelings," Bailey responded. "However, you do have a point," she added. Bailey lets out a sigh, closes her laptop, and just walks towards the shores of the beach. In another time, who we are is gradually formed from the point we are out of the bubble womb and we make contact with the world. And also true is the fact that you never fully know who you are. Time reveals all. Time.